holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Persecution and suffering.
Be Holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. It's still wet out here in Columbus, Ohio. But hey, it's still a great day, regardless of what we're going through and what we're seeing. It's a great day. Regardless of what the economy does, it's still a great day. Regardless of how sick you are, it's still a great day. Don't let that negative thinking cloud your mind. That negative thinking is the thing that's going to try to close you down early. We don't need you closing down early. We need you to live as long as you can live. Amen. All right. Listen, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share, and share a like until you can't share no more. Now, also, if you know of a station in your area that we can put our show on and get some more listeners, let me know. Send me an email. Something. Send me an email. We'll contact the radio station or the or even internet radio. Whoever we can get the show out to, whoever we can get the podcast out to, we want to send it to them. If you know if anybody in your area or a company in your area, send it to us. Send an email to us so we can contact them. We'll find them. We need to get some more listeners. All right. Listen, we're going to talk about this thing today. Persecution and suffering. Simply because you believe God, you're going to suffer and be persecuted. And in today's terms, that's called canceling. Canceling. When you cancel somebody, there's some people who just can't be canceled. You know why? Because nobody owns them. You can't stop them. The people love them so much so they can't be canceled in the earthly sense. But nowadays, it's called canceling. Back then, they called it persecution. They'll shut you down. That means you have to send all your letters with another name, or you have to send your information out to certain people another way. You can't use your regular email system. You can't use the regular social media and stuff like that. They'll censor you. You know, I mean, that's what it is. It's their platforms, man. You know, whatever they want is what they want, and that's how they're going to do it. So today, we're going to read these verses talking about persecution and suffering. And just understand, we're talking about canceling people, taking their money away, any kind of income, breaking them down, separating them from their friends, separating them from their family to where they don't have anybody to talk to, break them down mentally so that they'll think about removing themselves from society. That's what they want. When they cancel you, that's what they want. They're not trying to teach you a lesson when they cancel you. They're trying to cancel you so you just stop doing everything and then they can control you. That's okay. That's what comes with it. You know, that comes with it. All right, we're going to read. Let's see. Where are we? 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll start at verse number 11. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 11. Let's see here. It says this. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium. So this is Paul talking to Timothy and letting him know, just kind of reminding him of the persecution that he experienced. You know, cancel Paul. Don't listen to him. You know, don't let him eat. Don't let him do this. Don't let him. Remember how in the book of Revelation where it says if they don't have the mark of the beast, they can't eat, sell, buy. They can't do any of that. They're canceling. God called it from the beginning. You know, they call it persecution, but it's canceling. You know, when you can't do this, you can't do that, simply because you don't have a mark, or simply because you don't believe the way somebody else believes, or simply because you don't vote the way someone else votes, they'll cancel you. Why do I keep saying cancel? They keep canceling. They'll cancel you. So he reminds him of all that he had to go. In verse number 12, he says, yes, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So that means you don't think like everybody else. No way. And so you're always going to get canceled. Now, you still might, you know, God's still going to make a way for you. You're still going to make you're going to be a success in whatever it is that you're doing. You're going to be a success in that, right? But because you don't think like everybody else, then all of a sudden here comes the cancelization or the cancellation. So yes, everyone who wants to live, not even living, but who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. It didn't even say that you were living. You know, it didn't say, yes, everyone who lives a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer. That's a guarantee. But it said, if you just want to live a godly life, you're going to suffer persecution, because you're going to speak up about things. You're going to say things and go against the grain, I guess. And matter of fact, you don't even have to even say anything. Just the way you live goes against the grain, and they don't like that. They don't like it at all. And so they're going to try to cancel you. Verse 13. But evil people and imposters will flourish. So they're not going to stop. They're just going to flourish. You know, just because they're evil don't mean they're just going to stop and change. I mean, they could, but it didn't say that. It says, but evil people and imposters will flourish. So people who say they love God and act religious and say this, that, and the other, evil people and people like the imposters are going to flourish. You know, that's how you can have a huge church. And I'm not going to even get started. Don't get me started in that. There's nothing wrong with a huge church. Nothing wrong with that. But a lot of times when the huge church shows up, it says here the imposters will flourish. And that means they're going to be large. They're going to be bigger than life itself. So I'm not saying that they're all imposters, but many of them are. There are a few people who just want to do what's right, but we don't know about them. We don't hear about them because they're canceled. See, there are people who have bigger churches and larger churches who want to do what's right, but we don't hear about them because why? They're canceled. They're having that persecution and suffering going on. And so we don't get to know their names. We don't get to know where they are because they don't want us to bond with them. Not them. The evil people don't want us to bond with them. The imposters don't want us to bond with them. But that's okay. God will show us who those people are, who's doing what's right and want to do what's right, and then we can bond with them. God will show us. Don't worry. But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. So, and that's like social media, a lot of it, that just teaches you who to like and who not to like. And a lot of it is all in bubble area. You know, they're only talking to people who think like them, and back and forth and back and forth. And they're trying to deceive others, but they're deceiving themselves in the process. And I'm hoping that they actually change. I'm hoping that God changes their mind and helps them to change back to the truth, or get to the truth some kind of way, because everybody, all of us, whether they're evil or believers, we all need to be saved. We all need to be saved. It ain't just us against them. It ain't that. We're all trying to be saved. It's us against the evil devil. That's what it is. And the evil devil and his spirits actually can help those people to control themselves in an evil manner. And that evil manner is generally against people who are trying to do what's right. So it says here, but evil people and imposters will flourish. So if you want to flourish, be evil. You're guaranteed to do it. You know, if that's just what you got, you want to flourish and you just want to grow. Be careful. You might be evil. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. 14. You must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. You know they are true. You for you know you can trust those who taught you. See, you know that those things are true. You can trust those. He's talking to Timothy. And we want to say that it was his, you know, family that was teaching him or whoever was teaching him on earth. But really the one who taught him, all those words and truth and stuff came from God. You can trust God because God taught you, even though he used people to teach you. He's the one who taught you. But you're to remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. You know they're true, for you know who you can trust to who taught you. He's talking about, if it was talking about here, I don't know if it was talking about his physical people who was teaching him. It could be. But really, when you learn anything, it comes from the Lord. It don't come from people. It comes. See, and that's what I tell people. You can't just read the Bible and just get an understanding from the Bible. You have to ask God to show you what all these words mean, because they mean a lot, I guess, because God has a lot to say. And he gives us these general things, here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little. And so when we read verses like these, we would like to think, see, he had a teacher. He had a professor that was teaching him and this, that, and the other. And that's how he knew. But really, when you learn something, it only comes from God. God is the only one who can give you an understanding of things. You know, when you're going into the right realm, yeah, he can only give you, he can give you only what's right. And that's how God does. And that's it. You thank him for that. Verse number 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood. Yes. Not the New Testament, the Old Testament, because this wasn't really written yet. This is all a letter. And we put this in there so that we can have some explanations of some things that were written before. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Now, this wasn't even Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This, what he had as scriptures were the prophets, maybe Moses. I don't know, but it wasn't these. Those scriptures, these are letters here that we're reading, and we've added them to the Bible to explain certain scriptures or to add to certain scriptures, because these people had a face-to-face experience, a first-hand experience with God, you know, on earth. So, well, I don't know about Paul, but Paul did see Jesus. But it says here, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our own lives. So it's okay to read it. So God uses the scriptures to prepare and equip his people.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.